This is Jim Newton with a word from the Word for you today. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Luke 24, verse 49. Beloved, you are the righteousness of God, because the Lord Jesus took all your sins, all the evils and destructions due to you. He took them away from you, and in exchange, he gave you his righteousness. Now, in the eyes of God, you are sinless, you are guiltless, and you have the same righteousness as God, thanks to Jesus. You have his very life and nature. What is more, you are primed as a believer to carry his divinity. What is the divinity of God? It is a life and nature of God packed into his presence. In other words, you carry the power and the presence of God Almighty when his divinity comes upon you. What should you do as a believer to be the carrier of his divinity? You can literally carry the presence, the power, the glory, and the fire of the Holy Spirit and operate in the supernatural dimensions of God. When you became born again, the Spirit of life came to dwell in you, and the extent to which he becomes real to you is dependent on the degree of your walk with the Lord. It gets to a point that he baptizes you with his presence. In other words, his glory descends upon you and remains. Let your walk with the Lord be firm as you read the Word of God daily. Meditate also on the Word of God for deeper insight and illuminations. Praise and worship the Lord regularly, and then ask the Lord to send upon you the promise of the Father. Luke 24:49. When you carry the divinity of God, signs, wonders, and miracles start to follow you. Let us all seek to be the carrier of his glorious presence, that we may indeed be worthy ambassadors of Christ on this earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah.